Lindsay Bowers is with us in the studio, and she is the Director of Marketing for Behavioral Health at White River Medical Center. And we have a joint event coming up between the Med Center and UACCB this Thursday from 6 until 8 p.m. Lindsay, welcome to the studio. Let's talk a little bit about this event.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Chad.
Tell me a little bit about what will be going on and what prompted this event to come about.
So White River Health System and UACCB have partnered, and we are providing a free suicide prevention and awareness presentation that is free to the public. Anybody can come to it. And the reason for this is because we need to educate our community on suicide prevention and awareness.
There are quite a few grim statistics out there, including the fact that suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S.
It is, and actually, what's even more frightening is that Arkansas is the 9th leading state for suicide. It's the second leading cause of death for ages 10 to 34 years old, and you're actually more likely to die by your own hand than by somebody else's.
Now, the course is going to cover the signs and the symptoms associated with depression, anxiety, as well as some suicide myths. Tell me about those.
Yes, so a lot of people have this misconception that if you talk about suicide, it's gonna put that thought into somebody's head, when that could be so much further from the truth. So one of the things that happens a lot of times, somebody that may be having those thoughts, it actually gives them the green light to talk to somebody about that lethal pain that they're feeling.
Let's talk a little bit about the goals of this prevention and awareness campaign that's going on out here Thursday night at UACCB.
Absolutely. So by attending this presentation, by the end, you should be better equipped to recognize the signs and symptoms associated with depression, anxiety, suicide myths, recognizing those warning signs and risk factors related to those people who may be struggling with suicidal thinking and behaviors. We want to help our participants to be better equipped in helping a family member or a friend who may experience that suicidal thought, or by discussing skills on how to appropriately and effectively approach a family member or friend who is faced with suicidal thinking and suicidal behaviors.
And Lindsay, of course, the last couple of years have been just torture on a lot of people. And that factors into this event as well, right?
It absolutely does. COVID definitely showed us that there are a lot of things that happen for people whenever they're dealing with things in a pandemic. And we've actually seen a rise in our numbers, according to the CDC. We will actually be talking about how those numbers have been impacted during the pandemic, what has happened, and we'll actually show you that there has definitely been an increase in anxiety and depression.
Now, as far as the people who want to attend the event, we need them to pre-register.
Yes, we definitely want people to pre-register if possible. So attendees can register by going to uaccb.coursestorm.com to find our suicide prevention course, and it's listed under free classes. If you struggle there, you can actually call me. My cell phone number is area code 501-944-1785.
All right, Lindsay, that's coming up once again this Thursday from 6 until 8 p.m. UACCB 2005 White Drive in Batesville. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Chad. You have a wonderful day, and we look forward to seeing everybody there.